The call intrigued me on its face. The offer of scotch and money didn't hurt. A man with his clout had access to every detective in the book. We weren't acquainted, and my agency was in the Catskills Bush League, yet it was doubtful that he picked my name out of a hat. What I said about nature having a plan counts here, too. The machinery of the universe is always grinding. Now and again, we fleas intersect with the gear's teeth. Normal people hadn't heard of Adeyemi. However, if you were a criminal, political junkie, or partial to tri-state high society, the name likely rang alarm bells. Hop a time machine back a couple decades on the mean streets of New York where Adeyemi toiled as a patrol cop, detective, and lieutenant respectively, and you happened to operate on the wrong side of the law, his size 13 jackboot might well have trod your face in the name of justice. His latest resume highlights included ex-bodyguard and major domo to a world-renowned business mogul turned politician, U.S. Senator Gerald Redlick, a.k.a. Mr. Charisma, CEO and owner of the Redlick Group. Him, everybody knew. Adeyemi had been holed up in the sticks since August. That summer he'd participated in the epic public foreign corruption trial of a former Redlick Group CFO. RG specialized in real estate. As with any other heavyweight corporation, its subsidiaries and affiliates extended the mothership's reach into dozens of techs on multiple continents. Laundering filthy, filthy Russian dough was the key indictment against the CFO. Due to his history with the organization, Adeyemi got tagged as a minor player, although everybody figured he knew more than he'd proven willing to divulge. His cooperation hadn't extended past invoking the Fifth Amendment. The spectacle ended in a hung jury. News analysts predicted the Southern District of New York would reload and try again, this time armed with new information and more pressure on potential witnesses. Redlick was the big fish they wanted, this was known. It beggared credulity to assume anything had transpired at the corporation without his say-so. Problem for the DOJ was the senator had cunningly insulated himself as a matter of course. He'd placed the majority of his holdings in a blind trust upon assuming office. Critics alleged that he'd orchestrated certain aspects of his business with a wink and a nod, as a mafia don might. Redlick's former CFO declined to flip on the senator, immunity deal notwithstanding. Apparently, the exec was more terrified of vengeful Russian oligarchs and likely Redlick himself than doing 5 to 10 in a federal prison. Adeyemi was likely to be the player without a chair when the organ stopped playing. His prize, an unlucky recipient of the government's full attention. The feds reasoned that a longtime bodyguard, driver, and confidant would possess mucho dirt on Redlick. Surely said bodyguard, driver, and confidant had been corrupted by proximity. Surely he possessed a weak spot that the Southern District of New York could exploit to force his testimony. Redlick, a rumored deviant and scofflaw long before this current scandal, had cause to be mightily worried. He was the first New York Republican elected to the U.S. Senate since the 1990s, and the odds were stacked against another term. Whatever his legal and political jeopardy might entail, and amid a chorus of fellow GOP senators calling for him to quit his office, Redlick exuded his trademark smugness at every press conference. He was either a man with nothing to fear, or a man who feared nothing. I got on the road. Late November had stolen upon us, robbed the trees of their autumn splendor, and bruised the fields with brown and gray. The long, brooding nights of winter were certain to prick a guilty man's conscience with dread.